You can get answers. Here are five questions that youth frequently ask. They're also examples of questions that church leaders gave counsel about in General Conference. Think about questions you may have, and then as you study General Conference messages, see how they help to find answers. For the full text of the conference messages, go to conference.lds.org.
How can I change the way I feel about someone who is difficult?
Elder W. Craig Zwick and Sister Neil F. Marriott taught how turning to God allows Him to change our hearts as well as how we see and feel about others.
How do I move forward, even though I'm painfully aware of all my shortcomings?
I would hope we could pursue personal improvement in a way that doesn't include feeling depressed or demolishing our self-esteem. The grace of Christ offers us not only salvation from sorrow and sin and death, but also salvation from our own persistent self-criticism. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, be ye therefore perfect, eventually. God will show us our flaws and failings, but He will also help us turn weaknesses into strength. If we sincerely ask, "What lack I yet?" Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, He will not leave us to guess, but in love, He will answer for the sake of our happiness. Elder D. Todd Christofferson, the living bread which came down from heaven.
What should I do if I have questions?
Hold on to the Word of God and pay no heed to ridicule. See President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Three Sisters. Study the Book of Mormon every day. See President Russell M. Nelson. Go to well-informed, faithful sources, especially the Scriptures, and hold on to the faith you have. See Elder Ian S. Arden. Be sincere. Study, pray, keep the commandments. Have faith, be patient, and receive revelation. See Elder David F. Evans.
How can I discover my gifts and find out what my mission in this life is?
Elder John C. Pingree, Jr. reminded us that everyone has gifts and suggested how to know them. We can reference our patriarchal blessings, ask those who know us best, and personally identify what we are naturally good at and enjoy. Most important, we can ask God. See James chapter 1, verse 5, Doctrine and Covenant section 112, verse 10. He knows our gifts, since He gave them to us. See Doctrine and Covenant section 46, verse 26. See Elder John C. Pingree, Jr., I have a work for thee.
With all the bad things going on in the world, how can I overcome fear and feel peace?
Those increases in testimony from following President Monson's counsel to read the Book of Mormon have driven out doubt and fear and have brought us feelings of peace. Heeding President Monson's counsel has had two other wonderful effects on me. First, the spirit he promised has produced a sense of optimism about what lies ahead, even as the commotion in the world seems to increase. And second, the Lord has given me and you an even greater feeling of His love for those in distress. President Henry B. Eyring, fear not to do good. The fires and tumults of mortal life may threaten and frighten, but those who incline their hearts to God will be encircled by His peace. Their joy will not be diminished. They will not be abandoned or forgotten. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, A Yearning for Home.
End of the article. You Can Get Answers. Read by Kate Strongen, Dwayne Case, Noah Strongen, Pat Murray, Scott Tippetts, and Charlene Stewart.